Do you think you know what an angel looks like?
No, I don't reckon I do. Do you?
Junie does.
Fiddle. You talking about Pearlie? She just got herself a little warm spot for Pearlie. Something that don't surprise me for a 13-year-old.
Maybe so, maybe not. Elmira, those three outlaws weren't going to be satisfied to take your money and go. They weren't going to leave us alive to tell anybody.
I know that. There ain't no doubt in my mind.
Well, I ain't never had no religion of any kind, but last night I prayed. I prayed as hard as I could, and I asked the Lord to please send us an angel or a miracle of some kind. And this morning, Pearlie Gates shows up. A man with a name like that, Pearlie Gates. That's a giveaway right there.
She paused and gave Elmira a smug look.
Were you looking when Pearlie shot Snake?
She didn't wait for Elmira's answer.
Pearlie was in front of Snake, with his back to him, when Snake went for his gun. Pearlie turned and shot him through the heart before Snake even got his gun all the way out of his holster.
That's why I'm so doggone thankful him and Possum decided to go with us. They've got guns, and they know how to use them.
You must not have been looking when he actually shot Snake. Because if you had, you would have seen that Pearlie was faster than an ordinary man can move. How come we never heard of Pearlie Gates? A man that fast with a six gun would be known all over Texas. And I doubt he'd be the polite, innocent-looking man that Pearlie is.
I swear, Nellie, maybe you ought to get off the wagon and go walk with Junie. How about Possum? He killed that one named Luther. Maybe he's an angel, too.
He was right there when he was needed. But he had time to pull his rifle out and take aim at Luther. And then he had to shoot him again to make sure he was dead, like a man killing a dog gone mad. With Pearlie, it was more like snapping his fingers, and Snake never knew what hit him.
Well, Nellie, this is a free country, so you can believe whatever you want to. And I'm your friend, so I ain't gonna judge you by what ideas you come up with. I think there ain't no way you can prove he's an angel, and there ain't no way I can prove he ain't. And I'm still your friend.
But see, that's where you're wrong.
About what?
About not being able to prove he is an angel. We've already got the proof.
Where?
You and me and Junie and Viola and Ruby, all of us on our way to Nagadocious instead of laying dead back on that creek bank.
You're right. I give up. He's an angel. Now don't forget to thank the Lord when you go to bed tonight.
Wouldn't hurt you to do the same.